All right, we are back. Ernie Yarbrough filling in for Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, and just plain right. Man, it has been a fun 2 days. I have so greatly enjoyed this. We're coming down to the end of our third hour. So incredibly honored that Mr. Phil Williams would give me the chance to do this. But before we get to our closing remarks in the last 10 minutes, we've got a very special section right now with a very special lady who has done something, who carried some legislation, who spoke up and gave a sound of freedom to something that is very near and dear to my heart. Representative Donna Givens, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, take a moment and let folks know who you represent, what district, what part of Alabama, and then talk a little bit about the sound of freedom.
Okay. My name is Representative Donna Givens. I live in Loxley. I'm District 64. It's down the main corridor in Baldwin County. I take in several towns and cities. Really unique district. I have a lot of schools in my district, and I am a very conservative Republican and honored to serve the people in my district. I saw the movie Sound of Freedom. Now, I'm a mother of a daughter, so I was a very protective mother, and you know, used to we would hear about this overseas, but never in Alabama. Began to just get closer and closer. And of course, my daughter's grown, and I have granddaughters that I'm very protective of. And it still was something that would just tug at my heart when I would read things on Facebook or in the news of a child being abducted or a child missing, and hear horror stories of family abuse. So I carried two of my grandchildren to see The Sound of Freedom. Now I was praying the whole time the movie and before the movie, and I knew halfway through the movie what I was going to do. So when the movie was over, I told my two grandchildren that what I was going to do, and they were both so excited and so glad that I was going to step up to the plate and help protect innocent children in our state, and hopefully other states as well. So I contacted LSA, our legislative services, and talked to them, told them what I wanted to do, and immediately they began on the bill. And so when I dropped the bill in the summer, right before session was coming in, after Christmas, you know, when we start session in February, I dropped it in the summer, you know, early winter. Anyway, I get a call from a news reporter, and he said, "Is this the toughest penalty in the nation?" I said, "It is." He said, "Why did you do that?" I said, "Well, I didn't think they'd let me get away with the electric chair, so I opted for life in prison." So what this bill does, if you are caught with someone in the state of Alabama, 18 years old, or younger, you're caught trafficking them for sex, for anything. You have abducted them, or they're being used for sex trade, sex slave. It is a mandatory life sentence. Now, just recently, I think probably everyone all over the state heard the news of the former FBI agent, and then had went to work as a state trooper, was found guilty of sexually molesting a young girl starting, I think, age 5 or 6 for like 9 years. Well, because of this bill, this law that the governor signed readily, this man will go to prison for life. Now, had it not been for this bill, he would serve 20 years, but he will spend the rest of his life in prison. There's something else this bill does that I was not even thinking along those lines in the beginning, but family members that are abusing children their children, the neighbor's children, their grandchildren, they fall under this line of sentencing. So if a school teacher, another family member, or the child itself was to turn in a family member and they're found guilty, they will spend the rest of their life in prison.
Mm. Wow.
Which I think is right where they need to be.
Yeah, no, I think that's fantastic.
Absolutely. So this bill is the bill, I say, that just keeps on giving. So many doors have been opened. I'm working with Covenant Rescue Group out of Birmingham, an amazing Christian group that has dedicated their life to helping these children, young children, and rescuing them from this lifestyle. And so I've met a man now from Fairhope that wants to build a home to house these children in, to rehabilitate them, and a home that, for those that do not have a good home environment to go back to, they'll have a home. So it's amazing what God is doing with this one bill. And I love to say it's the bill that just keeps on giving. And now I've heard other people say, oh, you know, because of your bill, this door has been opened. And I love it. I love hearing people that have been, that have connected because of this bill. We had a young lady speak at the South Baldwin Republican Women's Club here in Baldwin County, where I'm from, this week on a book that she is writing about Silence No More. And, you know, she has done all this research, and it's on exactly what I'm talking about. And she stood and speaking, said the same thing. From this bill, so many doors have been opened. So it's the bill that just keeps on giving and connecting people of like-mindedness to save our children.
Now, that's fantastic. I am a big believer in that. It was near and dear to my heart because back in 2018, I'm on the Children and Senior Advocacy Committee, which I'm so happy to be on. And back in 2018, I got involved with, and this is why I was so interested and so happy to see your bill, because I got involved with a company called Hope for Justice, and they're based out of the UK, and they're one of the world leaders and also in, you know, international groups in fighting human trafficking and modern day slavery. And so we had this incredible, they do these awesome once a year, once every few years, these like extreme events of, you know, testing your strength and extreme challenges. But the purpose of it is to raise money and awareness on to help fight these issues, right? To fight against human trafficking, to fight against modern day slavery. And so we had this amazing privilege, it was 2019 actually, we went to Tanzania in Africa, and we climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, 19,341 feet or whatever to the top, which was one of the hardest things I've ever done. But the whole journey, the social media interaction, the process, the sharing the stories with folks and families and friends, hey, why we're doing this. And of course, all the information you come across about the pervasive, pandemic really of human trafficking is extremely moving. And being a part of that, I think that, you know, your point too about being really taking a hard stance against crime. I mean, you know, we had this discussion on the floor of the House. It was a bill that had to do with, I think, with like Glocks and trigger locks and stuff. And sometimes it seems like there are certain people in our legislature on the opposite side of the aisle, politically speaking, who don't want to take a really tough stand on crime and give American citizens the tools they need to defend themselves. And that's like more sympathy for the criminal than the victim, right? And this mentality, you know, Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 11 says that because sentence is not executed speedily against an evil work, the hearts of the sons of men are set in them to do evil, right? And the point, one of the great points I take from your bill, right, is that that's not going to happen in Alabama. We're not going to sit back and allow lax laws when we can give a maximum penalty to people who are abusing children and who are taking advantage of a place of leadership and protection that they should have over those under their care and are exploiting these young people for their own evil ends and purposes. I just think it's fantastic. I think it sends the right message that we're not going to sit back and let this happen. And hopefully it will help foster a culture where we take responsibility, where those who are meant to stand in the gap do stand in the gap. And that Alabama is going to be known that we have zero tolerance for this. So as we look forward to the future on this issue with the Sound of Freedom, what are some of the things you're hoping to see from this come in the future in Alabama?
Well, I know other states have now reached out. They want to know about the bill. They want to know the ins and outs and how it was passed. And of course, I'm happy to say it was bipartisan support. It was unanimous support. And it was not hard to pass at all. I think it's something that everyone serving, House and Senate, saw such a need for this and was so glad that it was being done. As you know, I mean, there was no opposition to it. So other states are seeing that, yes, this can be done. It can be a law. Your state can follow suit. So I'm proud to say that Alabama was number one in something so positive. And I can't call the maker of the film Sound of Freedom's name right now, but he reached out to Governor Ivey. And I don't remember if it was a post or a text her or whatever. But anyway, he did communicate with Governor Ivey and was very positive that Alabama had taken the stand that it has. So I just love the fact that united we are. We're showing that, you know, no, we will not put up with this in our state. Our children are important to us. Their lives are important to us. And we will go to bat to protect them.
Absolutely. No, 100%. I looked it up online. It looks like the director was an Alejandro, Alejandro Monteverde. I don't know how, you know, obviously Jim Cavalillo obviously was in the movie as well. I don't know if I'm saying Alejandro's name correctly, but no, absolutely. That's the case. In fact, I believe I've also been invited to a dinner in Trustville coming up at the Civic Center on July 11th called The Voices of Freedom. Are you aware of that?
Exactly. And that is, I'm one of the speakers there.
Excellent.
And so is Jared Hudson with Covenant Rescue. And that is the lady that I was telling you about the book that spoke to the South Baldwin Republican women this week in Foley, Alabama. She has put this together, and she is the author of the book. And she has done a lot of research. It's really opening a lot of people's eyes and a lot of avenues for the state to be more aware of the different levels of human trafficking and things that are going on. She, as I said, spoke this week. It was so enlightening to me to learn that foster parents is a tremendous avenue for such. I was so taken back by that. Because I know foster parents, and I know they certainly are not like that. They're probably just as devastated with the news as I was, because there are so many good people that do have such, you know, love for children.
That's right.
Not even their own, that they'll take them in and foster them and nurture them and educate them and care for them and, you know, go through all the sicknesses and you know, doctor visits and everything with them. But that was devastating for me to learn that foster parenting is an avenue where a lot of children are abducted.
Wow, that's heartbreaking to hear, but it's so important. Your bill can help change that, because those lawsuits and those legal proceedings can now happen in a severe and strong way to protect even those children in foster care as well. So, you know, it's something that we need to have. We need to build this culture that we're going to protect life, that we're going to protect our children. We're going to take a stand against human trafficking. We're going to stand in the gap for those that cannot stand for themselves. I'm excited. I'm planning on coming. That it's in my day planner. I think I might be speaking a hot minute there as well, but I am excited for Voices of Freedom July 11th at the Trustville Civic Center to be a part of that, because anything we can do take a stand for freedom and for our children, and to put an end to this evil is absolutely worth it. So, Representative Donna Givens, thank you for being on. Thank you for your time. Thank you for taking a stand, making out, putting out there that sound of freedom, because that sound of freedom for our children, for those under the affliction and the bondage of human trafficking, putting that sound forward, raising that flag, rescuing the needy, that's our mission, our purpose under God, and that is absolutely the right side way.